welcome to the night show, except in the morning, a radio edition where we're coming at you sort of live and kind of on your radio each and every morning. It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2024, and we've got an incredible show for you today. We've got announcements, sports updates,
Bible with Mick,
weather with Rick, and a whole lot more. So buckle up those seatbelts and don't touch that dial, because remember, today is gonna be a great day. Let's kick it off with some announcements. Association meeting is tonight, 6:30. Come and hear about the finances of the school, the state of the school. Don't worry, I'm sending out a video the next day that covers the state of the school, but you're going to want to be at that meeting. It's a great meeting to learn more about what's happening at Providence Academy. And summer camps. Registration is open now. CAPA notes for details, but sign up for those camps. Come on out. Keep the fun going. We have a camp for just about anything that you could want to do. We have camps almost all summer long, so enjoy them. Be blessed by the summer camps. We work really hard to put those together. But now it's time for the diceiest section of the show. We've got weather with Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, rain showers and thunderstorms. High 76, low 56. You know, Mr. Holland, I heard that diarrhea is hereditary. Yeah, man, it runs in your genes.
That's disgusting. All right, now is time for the most educational part of the show. After that digression, we're on to
weird science facts. Clouds look white because they're reflecting sunlight from above them.
Okay, so clouds are—they're just water droplets. This is water vapor. Water vapor is clear, but when it refracts all that light, it gives you the full light spectrum. It comes out white. That's fascinating. You know, the people that are just going to be reflecting all the sunlight, all the brightness today, because it's their birthday. Isla Bowles. Sorry, Isla. Isla Bowles and Risa Carey. It is your birthday. Happy birthday to
you. Happy birthday.
Live it up.
To you.
It's a blessing to have a birthday on a day like today. If you see somebody, tell me you're glad they were born. See Isla or Risa, tell me, happy birthday. All right, now it's time for everybody's favorite monkey. We have Bible with Mick.
Good morning, Mr. Holland. I got a letter in my mailbag. It says, "Dear Mick, could you please teach a lesson about repentance? From Amiris and Lincoln. P.S. Tell Rick to work on his jokes." I thought your joke was pretty good today, Rick.
I thought it was great.
Well, repentance is so important. To repent means to regret doing something wrong. But the word in Hebrew means so much more than just feeling bad about sin. It means to return to doing good. The word is teshuvah. I don't know if I pronounced that exactly right, but it gives the idea of someone walking the wrong way, and they stop right in their tracks and walk away, going back to their previous position. When your mom forces you to apologize to your little brother, even when you're not actually sorry, that's not true repentance. But it's good training. Learning to ask for forgiveness is important to learning how to truly repent. But I can't just keep doing this sin that I feel bad about. True repentance is when I see my mistake and I turn my back to it and make it right. God's grace covers us, but repentance is still necessary to restore the relationship. Romans 6 says, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it?" Repentance is the key to living in harmony with God. We can't serve God and the world. We have to make a choice. If we choose God, we'll still make mistakes, but we can't stay there. We have to turn around and return to God. That's true repentance.
And each day is daily repentance. We have to constantly be turning our hearts to God because they have a tendency to want to wander, to go in the wrong direction. But through the Holy Spirit, we can repent and we can turn from those things because of the Spirit that lives within us. Today's Deep Thoughts verse is about contentment. And today's verse comes from Philippians 4:11 through 13. It says, "Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I've learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low and how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." I love this note from Paul because he talks about there's perils on both sides. There's perils of hunger, but there's perils of abundance too. And both of those things, in both of those times, Paul had to train himself to be content in God and not in his things, to be dependent on God and not on what he had. And that's just a challenge. So let's pray that God will help us with that. Heavenly Father, help us. Help us that no matter what, that we're content with you. Help us, Lord, when we have abundance, to not become reliant on the abundance, but, Lord, to be reliant on you. Lord, help us when we are in need to realize that you meet every true need. And let us be dependent upon you. But Lord, that's hard to do, so we need your Spirit. Help us, guide us, grow us, and draw us to yourself here at Providence Academy each and every day. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you have an incredible day ahead of you today. You have Bible, science, history, spelling, social studies, and a whole lot more. But remember, today is going to be a great day.